Jerry Bader Show, 10:52. Packers preseason wraps up tomorrow night. You may not see Aaron Rodgers at all. If you do, just a snap or two to see how he does with a rookie center. But beyond that, you won't. Which is where, again, they have to do something with preseason. I don't know what. The Brewers try to take, it's just a 3-game series of the Padres, right? Yeah, take the series tonight after a 4-1 loss last night. They, however, kept pace. The Cardinals also lost. You know, this is the question I should have asked in this last segment when I was talking about who liberals hate more than ISIS. Do they now hate Burger King more than ISIS? Burger King is the latest company to buy a foreign company so it can move its headquarters and do what's called an inversion, where they get taxed at a much lower corporate tax rate than in America, which has pretty much the highest at 39%. They are merging Burger King Worldwide, defended its acquisition of Tim Hortons Inc. of Canada, as the hamburger chain came under criticism for its effort. Burger King on Tuesday announced its roughly $11 billion agreement to buy Tim Hortons, the Canadian coffee and donut chain. The deal is a so-called inversion, as it will move Miami-based Burger King's headquarters to lower tax Canada. It is also structured to shield Burger King holders from cap gains taxes. Liberals are calling Burger King un-American for doing this, just as it has with other companies. You got the corporate tax rate of 39% in America, pretty much the highest. Canada is one of the lowest at, I believe, is it 26%? And you have companies doing this for obvious reasons. The White House is crying foul, saying the IRS should just unilaterally change the tax code to close this quote-unquote loophole. They, of course, wouldn't consider leveling the playing field so businesses wouldn't have to do this. In fact, a U.S. senator has called for a Burger King boycott. I don't think this is going to take wings, take flight, but this does stick with the 99% crowd. Well, they're dodging taxes. They're tax dodgers. They're tax dodgers. No. It's a rule that exists, and they're using it because they're in an unlevel global playing field because of the high corporate taxes in America. That's why they're doing it. There's no reason not to do it, and it makes all the business sense in the world to do it. But here is what's really hacking the left off. Guess who is up to his elbows in this deal? Warren Buffett. By the way, this is more than about inversion. This is a good marriage. Burger King's arguing, look, combining these two companies makes sense. So it is a lot more than about a tax inversion. That's true. But Warren Buffett, Mr. Buffett rule, my secretary shouldn't pay more taxes than I do. The champion of the left, he stands to profit hugely from this deal. Yeah, there's articles all over the place. Well, what's customer reaction going to be to this? Well, if it's misreported that Burger King is doing something wrong, calling it tax dodging and that sort of thing, I don't blame any company for doing this. And that Warren Buffett stands to gain by being involved big time in a deal that includes tax inversion. Yeah, I know they say they're not. I know. They say it's not trying to dodge taxes. No decision to relocate its paper address. I know all of that. I'm telling you, this is an inversion. I do not believe this is simply that it's a good fit. I don't believe that. But I don't care. I don't care. If you don't think they're going to benefit from this, you're dreaming. They are going to benefit from this. I don't have a problem with that. And the fact that they're trying to spin this shows they're really afraid of the reaction to this, because they know the media will crucify them for it. But who should really take the heat here is Warren Buffett. Well, we need to change this and that and this and that, because I'm all for lower taxes with the little guy, and he gets involved in something that the left is railing against right now. And we'll just see what Burger King ends up doing corporate-wise. I do believe that they're going to take advantage of the tax benefits here, but we'll see. I don't care. Neither should you. What you should care about is why doesn't the United States lower its to compete globally, its taxes. 10:58, 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.